sweetest friends. Shir Shvi, Schus Rabbi Marani Marazi Sheyichu, Lishus Mariah Yaakov Rarab and Yaakov Shachna, and Lili Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Shimon, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Eliza Rachel Bas Rib Chaim Tzvi, Chaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu, and Schus Nechagito Bas Rib Chaim Tzvi, Bechol Yotzei Chalat Seha. Is based on Torah that I received from my Rabbi Agon, Agadar of Chaim Er Harwood Shlita. At the beginning of Chul, in the Mishnah tells us that a katan can't shecht because he might mess up the Shechita. But if it's clear that he didn't mess up the Shechita, if other people are watching him, they observed him, then you're allowed to eat from his Shechita. Now in Chul and on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, it tells us that the Shechita of a Goy is an Avela and it's Metame B'masa. So the Shechita of a Goy is absolutely no good. And Tosis explains that the reason that a Shechita's Goy is Pasul is learned from Vizavachta Ve'achalta. Only somebody who's Mitzuv ala Zvicha, you're commanded, you're allowed to eat from his Shechita. And a Goy is not Mitzuv ala Zvicha, he's not commanded to Shecht. So you can't eat from his Shechita. According to this, the Prima Gadim asks in his Psicha Koleles, Chelek Beis, Os Gimel, from the Gemara in Gittin, that tells us that a Katan can't write Tefillin because he's not b'ksharetem, and therefore he's not b'chsaftem. If he can't tie, he can't write. So why don't we say the same thing about shechita? Since the katan isn't commanded to shecht, he also, his shechita is not going to be kosher. He's going to be pasul shechita inherently, just like he's pasul k'siva stam. So we find in the Acharonim a number of drochim to be miyashiv this kasha. We're going to mention a few of them. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of Torah to say on this. The Prima Gadim answers that you have to say that a mitzvah's essay, kum v'asay, rachmana patre legamre lekatan, that if it's a mitzvah's essay, that's an act of mitzvah's essay, the Torah legamre paters a katan mashen, ken a los essay, a katan is chayiv, just he's not bar b'nei deya. Doesn't have das, but he's really chayiv in los essays, and even if you say that he's pater in los essays, nevertheless, others are not allowed to give him, and that's enough to make him a bar zvicha. So since he's either chayiv in los essays, just he's not a bar das, or he's pater from los essays, but others aren't allowed to give him. That makes him a bar zvicha. Mashenkein mitzvah essay. There, rachmana patre legamre lekatan. There, the Torah completely patre lekatan. So, the Prima Gadim was mechadesh tu chedushin. Number one, that a mitzvah los essay a katan is muzhar. It's not just a mute from onesh, but in fact a katan is commanded on los essays, and therefore he's considered b'tara zvicha because he's commanded not to eat nevelis. That's what he says. Mashen ken lo sasei katan chayiv. And number two, he's mechadesh that we don't say that a katan is completely not in the realm of mitzvahs. We just say that even though he is shayach in chayiv and kiyom mitzvahs, rachmana patre, that's the lashon of the Prima Gadim. Rachmana patre le katan le gamrei, not that he's completely mufka for mitzvahs, just he's completely putter for mitzvahs, and therefore, legabei tefillin, since the Torah patters him, he's considered eino b'torah k'shira, and therefore he's pasul k'siva from the hekesh. If we call sheyesh no b'k'shira, anybody who's chayiv in k'shira is chayiv in k'siva, and the Prima Gadim was already beaten to this by the Tevuah Shor of Yosef Vuchor Shor, already many years before the Prima Gadim, writes in Siman Aleph Sif Katan Memtes that a katan is muzhar on mitzvahs lo sasei, just like the Prima Gadim says that a katan is musar and mitzvah losa say. So writes the Tevuah Shor, and he brings a raya from Sanhedrin 55b. We've discussed this a lot in previous shiurim. The famous tshuva the Chalkas Yoav. We learned the tshuva from the Laharis Nosan. So a lot of Torah about this as well. That a katana that was nevelis b'mezid, her din is amazed. She really should be chayevus misa, just the Torah had rachmanis on her. So you see that the katanim are really musarim and losa says. So there, Averas and Maisa Avera Mamish, Rabbi Kiva Hager, and the Chuvas and Tinyana, it's Pasha to him, the Idach Gisa, the other side, that there's no Chiv at all on a Katan, not Mitzvahs and not Chiyuvim garnished. But the Yechuanim prove from this Gemara that Ketanim are Shaykh Talosa say, it's just their Pater from Onesh, because Rachmana Chasa, Torah has Rachmanis. So what does the Prima Gadim mean when he makes a Chilik? He makes a Chilik between mitzvahs essay kum va'asei, mashen kein los asei. So is this chilek between mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs los asei, or is this chilek between Kum vaaseis and sheval tasis. That kum vaaseis a katan doesn't have to keep. Sheval tasis a katan does have to keep. Those are the two possibilities. So, by the way, by Summa we find Rabbi Yehuda holds that Summa's pater, Bavakama peches amit beis, pater mikola mitzvahs. The Prima Gadim writes there in the Psichokolelos and Chelek Gimel Oschav Tes, and Rabbi Kiveger Begilian Shulchan Aruch Yerdeh Simen Aleph, that the Torah only patered Summa from mitzvahs asay and not mitzvahs los asay. So you already see a chilek between asay and los asay by Summa. What do we say by a cotton? Is the chilek between asay and los asay, or between kumva asay and sheva al tasay? So for the Prima Gadim, it would appear more that what he means is kumva asay and sheva al tasay, because he writes the mitzvahs asay kumva asay. Could have just said mitzvahs asay. Why does it say kumva asay? Because the word is here, it's a kumva asay, because most mitzvahs asay are kumva asay. So if it's a kumva asay, the Torah patters a cotton. Masha'enkein, if it's a sheva v'al tasay, if it's passive there, the cotton is going to be chayev, nafkamina. As far as mitzvahs asay is that the kiyum is totally b'kum v'asay, a cotton is going to be putter. Example, by yirah, getting rid of your chametz. It's a los asay, but it's b'kum v'asay. So if a cotton is chayev and los asay, he's chayev. But if he's only chayev in sheva v'al tasay, here he's not chayev, it's b'kum v'asay. Or the mitzvahs asay, the los asay of los sucha l'salem, not to hide your eyes from an avidah. That a katan, if he's chayev in los asay, so then he's going to be chayev to return avedas. If he's only chayev in the sheval tasas, he's going to be pater from returning an avedas. So it appears that the prima gadim means that he's pater from kumva asays. So memela, even ba yirah in losucha l'salim, he's going to be pater because those are kumva asays. And on the other side, there are mitzvahs asays that their kiyum is b'sheval tasa, like resting on Shabbos and Yomtiv. The katan is going to be musar and resting on Shabbos, because the kiyum is b'sheva al tase, and even though anyway he's musar and the losase sheyesh bahem, and that's a losase shel sheva al tase, so pashat that he's chayv. Nevertheless, nafgamina l'shvisas behemto, where there's only a mitzvah sase, there's no losase, a cotton's going to be chayv and beizim mitzuvin lahafrisho, according to the Man D'Omer Mesechet Shabbat on page Kuf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, that a cotton ochel nevelis beizim mitzuvin lahafrisho, that a cotton eats nevelis, Beis Din must separate him from this Avera. So then if that's true, we have a Kasha. Because according to that, Mitzvah Avelis, besides Kriya, which is a Sheva Val Tasa, a cotton should be Chayiv. Because except for ripping your clothing, Lo Aleinu, Lo Aleinu, Lo Aleinu, Avelus is a Sheva Val Tasa. So a cotton should theoretically be Chayiv in Avelus. Sarach Iunim Kain, Midivri Amara Mirutenberg, Midivri Arosh, B'moid Cotton, Paragimot Simitzari Vav. That it's mochlehedia, that a cotton is pater from mitzvahs avelus, not just a p'tur meyonish. It's mamish pater from avelus. Why is he pater from avelus? It's a shave v'al taseh. However, even if we say that the Prima Gadim intends to be mechalik between mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay, not to be mechalik between kum v'asay and shave al taseh, and that would explain why he's pater from avelus, because it's a mitzvah asay. We still have a kasha from the Maharam and the Rosh, because they're talking there about Shmir Shabbos. Is there an inyan of dichui b'mitzvahs l'inyan Shmir Shabbos? We have a cloud dichui that once a mitzvah is pushed away, so it's pushed away for good. So the Gemara. So let's say you have a Shabbos. Do we say that if somebody's not chayv at the beginning of Shabbos, then he's bechal not chayv, he can't be chayv in the middle? So the raya from the Gemara in Yevamos is that he ki ein dichui b'Shabbos. Why do we say ein dichui b'Shabbos? Because a cotton can only be because in the case of a cotton who brought two Cyrus. Cyrus is the name of a king, and Cyrus is the name of the Simani Gadlus. So if he brings two Cyrus and Shabbos, so Ben Hashemashas, he wasn't chayv in Shabbos. And now Pitomi is a Gadol, he's chayv. So do we say Yesh Dichud Mitzayin Dichud Mitz? The Gemara there says that he's chayv in Shabbos, you see, that we don't say Dichud by Shabbos. And they use that to try to prove a point about somebody who became a Katan and became a Gadol within 30 days of the death of his father. Does he have to start keeping Avelis or not? So the question is, what does dichui have to do with Shabbos? You want to say there's dichui by Shabbos, not dichui by Shabbos by a katan. Ma petom, a katan's chayv in Shabbos mitzad alo sase shabo. So there wouldn't be a dichui anyway. What do you mean? Is there dichui by Shabbos? cut and chayv in Shabbos because Shabbos is a losa. Say so. Avada, there's no dichui to start with. So what's the whole discussion about dichui? So if the prima gadim is correct that ketanim are chayevim and losa, say so. What's the whole discussion in the Rishonim about they're not being dichui by Shabbos? There's nothing to talk about dichui by Shabbos because it was never nitcha in the first place. It's a losa. Say. Ubaguf divrei haprima gadim that a katan is musar al mitzvah losa say vegam mitzvah sasei, it would be shaykh to be mechayvim and the Torah not pattered him. So the fiza nimtza chidush din that Rav Ada bar Rahava writes in brachas daf chaf amid beis that women are chayv in kiddush hayom devar Torah even though it's a mitzvah seishes mangram. We learn a hekesh kol shni yeshna b'shamar yeshna b'zachar. Anyone is chayv in shamar is also chayv in zachar. So we see in psachim mem gimel amid beis women are chayavas in achilas matzah mitaraisa. We learn a hekesh kol shni yeshna b'bal toichol chametz yeshna b'kum achol matzah. Anybody who's commanded not to eat hametz is also commanded to eat matzah. So we see this hekesh by women to keep the essays of Shabbos because they're b'shamar, they're also b'zachor, and women have to eat matzah because they're about not eating chametz and therefore they're also chayavas b'achilas matzah. So according to the Prima Gadim, that a katan is shayich b'mitzah, it's just the Torah pattered him, hayam en adin shekatan chayiv b'kiddush b'matzah, so we have a hekesh to be mechayiv him. Right? Katan is not completely mufka for mitzvahs. So why don't we say, since he's chayiv in the lois essays, he's also chayiv in the essays. And don't be tamei on this, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gil and Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeh Siman Aleph on the Taz and Sif Katan Yedzayin regarding a sumla das Rabbi Yudu is part of Mikolam Mitzvahs. He says that he's chayv in Mitzvahs Lo Sasei and therefore he's chayv in Kiddush and Matzah Mikoch this Hekesh. So why don't we say the same thing by a katan? And it's not true because you see in the Rambam in Perek Vav Mechametz Matzah Alocha Yud that a katan is only chayav mishum mitzvahs chinuch, but a katan is not really chayav. A kol chayav in bachilas matzah, a filu pnashim b'avadim, katan shiochel lechol pas, mechanchen also b'mitzvahs. So according to the Prima Gadim, why isn't he chayav b'chlal in eating matzah? He should be chayav not only in chinuch, he should be chayav d'araisa, since he's chayav in the losa says, he should also be chayav in the assays. So that's a huge, huge kasha on the Prima Gadim, b'tzarech iyun. Okay, so we have a lot more to say about this, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will, Hashem should give us life, we'll continue in the next year with the Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.